in a Montgomery County courtroom yesterday. This was for a separate case. A judge revoked his bond in a prior kidnapping and attempted murder case from back in March. No arrests after four people were shot in Montgomery Wednesday night. Police say 20-year-olds Antoine Daniel Jr. and Dylan White were killed. A teenager is in critical condition. Police say the shooting may be drug-related. Call MPD if you have any information. And Alabama's official state Christmas tree lighting ceremony is tonight at the Capitol. This year's tree is a 40-foot Eastern Red Cedar from Bullitt County. The tree is decorated with 37,000 lights and bicentennial ornaments. The ceremony begins at 5:30. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Looking for the perfect gift? Then look no further than your local Ace for lots of perfect gift ideas. Whether it's Steel, Milwaukee, Traeger, Weber, or Yeti, you'll find all these great brands and more in one great place, your neighborhood Ace. And to help make sure your gifts are under your tree on time, you can buy online and pick up in store or get it delivered from your local Ace. This Saturday, don't miss a chance to meet Santa at our neighborhood Christmas party from 11 to 2. Get great deals and more when you wrap it in red at Ace at participating stores.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Happy Holla Deals from Target. Our most joyful deals of the season mean you save more across the whole store. And this Sunday only, get 10% off Target gift cards. That's right, it's back. 10% off Target gift cards, perfect for all the names on your nice list. All the nieces, nephews, teachers, and trainers. But hurry, 10% off Target gift cards is one day only. Sunday, December 8th, and only at Target. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Nancy Pelosi has announced she is instructing House Committee Chairman to move forward with articles of impeachment against President Trump.
The president leaves us no choice.
A Minnesota National Guard helicopter with three aboard went down near St. Cloud Thursday. The fate of the crew is uncertain.
President Trump's asked the Supreme Court to quash a congressional subpoena for his financial records.
Two suspects and two innocent people were killed in a gun battle with police after a high-speed chase in Miami involving a stolen UPS truck.
R. Kelly can now add new bribery charges to his long list of legal woes. This new charge appears to be related to a fraudulent document he obtained prior to his 1994 marriage to Aaliyah.
Here is an onside kick recovered by Miller. The Bears are going to go to 7-6, and the Cowboys will leave Illinois with a record of 6-7. 31-24 victory over the Dallas Cowboys.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show, on a Friday TGIF edition. We're going to be doing the drawing in about 30 minutes for this weekly farm market gift basket. So if your name's in, make sure you're listening. If you want to get in, make sure you call. Just don't jam me up at the very last minute, 272-9228. If you're a first-time caller, your name will go in twice, and you can get in on the drawing. Okay, let's go to Nunez talking to Martha McCollum, and what she's going to do is she's going to kind of set this up. There's some interesting information in this. Listen in.
Adam Schiff told the Intel committee when they were in the secure room known as the SCIF that he had obtained phone records from AT&T of certain American citizens, including Lev Parnas, Rudy Giuliani, and also Representative Devin Nunes was in that group of numbers. But they were not allowed to discuss it because it was revealed to them when they were inside the room that only allows classified information to be discussed. So now the story is out. And many, including Senator Rand Paul, have expressed outrage. A Kentucky senator accusing Intel Chair Schiff of spying on Devin Nunes and says that that would be an abuse of power. But there was some glee over the situation in some corners of cable news. Watch this reaction.
Nunes has probably had and deserves about the worst 24 hours of his life. I mean, he has been completely caught up on the phone directory here. What is he doing talking to all these people, associates, henchmen of Rudy Giuliani? I mean, it's like picking up a rock, as I said, and seeing the bug life under the rock. All these people working together. I mean, Nunes and Giuliani and John Solomon of the Hill and all this working together in one big network, one big syndicate, you might say.
Oh, Chris Matthews getting way out in front of that story.
One big syndicate, you might say.
I mean, they don't have any information. They don't know what the phone calls are. They're just taking numbers. How many numbers did they not use out of this whole thing? I mean, this is metadata. Let's go to Barbara. Barbara, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well. I wanted, first off, to get in on the drawing, please.
Of course. Give me your month and day of birth.
623. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what you asked for.
Barbara, you don't even know your own birthday?
Sound like a Democrat, don't I?
Yeah, you really do. So, we got your name in. What's your second thing?
Just can't get over them and how badly they treat our president.
They do. But I tell you one thing. The anger level among people, frustration level, is huge out there. I mean, you know, I was talking to somebody yesterday, a caller said it today, I've heard it this week. What can we do? We're mad as hell now. We don't want to take it anymore, type thing.
Well, the way I was listening to someone yesterday, I turned and walked away instead of arguing, but she said, we got to get rid of that president. He's a crook. I wanted to ask her to name me one specific thing that he had done that was illegal, but I didn't.
You should have, Barbara.
Yeah, she wouldn't have been able to come up with anything.
Yeah, that's what, when people make, that's why, and they do it on the show, they'll make a statement, I say, well, give me an example, and they can't.
Exactly. But I personally believe, go ahead and impeach him. He'll be reelected anyway.
No, I think he's going to be reelected in a landslide the way it is right now.
Mm-hmm. And they mistreat Melania, and she doesn't even get into politics.
Yeah, now they're saying that she's communicating with her negative thoughts and her fashions that she's wearing.
I'm sorry, she's doing what?
She's communicating in the clothes that she's wearing negative things about people. How they came up with that, I'll never know.
Got good imagination.
There you go. Gotta put blame somewhere.
Not one person, not one of their all those people who were testifying have been able to come up with one legitimate thing that he's done illegal.
There you go. And I don't think they've got anything. Barbara, I got your name in for the drawing. Listen in, we're gonna do that drawing in about 30 minutes.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Let me go to Donkey Lori.
Indeed.
Donkey Lori. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
How are you today?
I'm doing great, thank you. I just wanted to tell you my experience. Now, I live a little ways from Sweet Creek, okay? Okay. But I do a lot of driving for our animal shelter out in Elmore County. Mm-hmm. And I was down South Boulevard, Montgomery, so, and I was starving. So I got on Troy Highway and I went to Sweet Creek.
Yeah.
And there's almost like standing room only. That place is hopping and buzzing. And I couldn't make up my mind what I wanted. I ended up ordering almost $30 worth of food because I wanted one of these, and I wanted one of these, and one of these, and one of these. And I know they probably thought I was ordering for, like, maybe a crowd of people, and I didn't tell them that it really was all for me. I wanted some of everything. But I wanted to tell you something really, really cool.
Please.
Reed Ingram was actually taking food out to people, and he shakes everybody's hands when they walk up, and he held the door for me when I was going out, and I said, I introduced myself and said, I don't live close to there, but I heard about Sweet Creek from News Talk Radio, and that I'm a listener and a fan of yours, and that I also used to listen to Baron in the morning, and that I was Donkey Lori, and that I worked for the shelter. And anyway, he's just a complete, utter gentleman. Let me know that if any way they could help out for the animal shelter with fundraising, or if we ever had animals that, you know, were more like farm animals that we couldn't take, which is awesome because I needed to find a home for two donkeys here locally that need a home. And he said, find me on Facebook. And he said, by the way, I'm your state representative. Am I right?
Wow. Yeah, let me tell you, Reed is a great guy. And they have a working farm that they take people down to, and it's an educational thing for them. They show them how, you know, cows are milked, and you know, how you feed the animals and take care of them, and crops and things like that. He really, there's a whole educational part to Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Well, see, I already have a donkey. I have a miniature Jerusalem cross donkey, and I have a stallion and a gelding, and I have a pygmy billy goat. And only on 2 acres in the front, they have 2 acres. So I couldn't take these two Jerusalem cross donkeys. And he is delighted to take them. And I was like, wow. And it was like I was talking to someone I had known for years that was a friend I had known for years. It just was a really good experience. And I told him, I said, yeah, I said, I've been to Blue Ribbon Dairy out in Talis to bottle feed the baby calves on my days off at the shelter. And he goes, oh, we carry their milk right inside. So I went in and bought a gallon of milk.
Oh, that is great.
Blue Ribbon Dairy, but yeah. And I know I'm a Trump supporter 100%, and I think this impeachment process is crock. And I hate it that President Trump is having to go through this, but I think, I mean, I can't speak for anybody else, but I mean, I'm a Trump supporter. It, even if I wasn't, I would be like, I'm so sick of hearing this. I'm so sick of hearing this because there's nothing concrete. You can't just hold up something and show the American people this is exactly what he's done wrong. It's always, you know, over here and a suggestion of this and an innuendo of that. And so, anyway. That's all I got.
Donkey Lori, let me ask you a question. What do you do for the shelter?
Well, first and foremost, my heart, I'm a foster mommy. I take puppies home and I foster them. Mm-hmm. My babies get adopted. I do the donation runs for our shelter. Our shelter is donation run. We don't have a supplier that gives us dog food and cat food. We take damaged bags from Walmarts and anyone who will give it to us. You know, our local community does support our shelter and bring dog food, but, you know, we go through so much. So I do all the donation runs and errands, and if they need me to drop off animals for spay, neuter, or pick them up, I do that. I do whatever they need me to do. And then when I get back to the shelter, I dig in and help out with the animals at the shelter. So.
Well, we're a big supporter of your shelter. We do anything we can to support any animal shelter. Every animal in my house in the last 25 years, with the exception of one, has been a shelter animal.
And I'm very grateful to hear that, because they make such great cuts. You have to give them a decompression time. You know what I mean? And like,
well, they know that you rescued them. They know that you saved them.
They absolutely do. They absolutely do. And I'm very grateful. I know Montgomery Shelter gets a lot of volunteers and help and stuff. And out here in Wetumpka, Elmore Shelter is where I work. We have our volunteers that come in and help out with letting the dogs out of the play yard. And we've got a thrift store that all the proceeds from the thrift store go to helping the animals. And I know it goes for the animals, because we treat them for heartworms. We do everything we can to help as many animals as we can. And I'm just very grateful. People will say, I can't believe you work there. How could you work there? It's a hard place to work. And I never thought I'd be working in a shelter. But I tell you what, the rewards are so great, because every life you touch is changed for that life, you know, and seeing people get the perfect addition to their family is just, it brings me a tremendous amount of joy.
I love that. If y'all, everybody knows this, if you need anything from me, my show will be delighted to help you guys out in any way possible.
We appreciate you so much. Thank you. And Joey, my birthday is 5/9, and you don't 5/9 here.
Okay.
But I tell you what, if I had a $60 gift certificate there, I'd probably spend another $60 on top of it, because there's so much yumminess there, and it's such a good atmosphere.
I like that yumminess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We need to put the Sweetquake Farm Market, the home of yumminess.
Hey, I got a veggie quesadilla. I got a grilled cheese sandwich. I got barbecue sliders. I got camp stew. And it was just me.
Oh, my goodness. And now you weigh 400 pounds, right?
You would think. I actually stopped and gave some of it away, because I knew I didn't eat all that food. But I just couldn't. It just all was great. But God bless y'all. Thank you for what you're doing, and I appreciate y'all taking my call.
We've got you down. Listen in. We're going to do that joint in about 20 minutes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let me go to a break so we can get all these calls done before our drawing. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
People try to put us to down.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around. Forget all.
Talking about my generation.
My generation.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Try to dig what we all say.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell, afternoons 3 to 6, on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money. So he called Alabama Home Mortgage mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228 is where we are. Let's go to Happy Yankee. Happy Yankee, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you today, my friend?
Hey, Dan. How's it going, buddy?
Doing good. Friday, you know?
Yeah, it is. It is. Look, I just want to make a mention of something. And I've never heard this, but I guess it's just being my conspiracy theory thinking, is that, you know, our unemployment rate is at an all-time low. Our portfolios are at an all-time high, from what I can see. And you've been a numbers guy. And quite frankly, what's going on, I think, is just like the most egregious thing I've ever seen with impeachment hearings. But, you know, people that have 473s and 403bs and retirement accounts, they're soaring. And I would venture a guess that your clients that you deal with, their retirement accounts, that their retirement accounts are soaring and doing very, very well. And I really think that a lot of this is a result of how the economy and everything is going so well. And the Democrats are like, you know, we've got to do something, because when they were in charge under Obama and under Clinton, it never was like this.
No.
And they're trying to get a handle on it, and they're trying to stifle it, they're trying to throttle it down. Because they realize that if this keeps going with the trend that is going for 8 more years, no one's going to reelect us as a Democrat. I just wanted to throw that bone out there and let you chew on it a little bit and let you think about it.
Yeah, it would be very difficult to go for 8 more years. Everything doesn't grow to the moon. And so what you have to do is you would have natural pullbacks in the marketplace. And a 10% pullback in the marketplace would not bother me whatsoever. The problem is when you have a 30% pullback because of some economic calamity that happens, like increasing interest rates too fast, something happens war-wise, Korea fires, you know, a missile towards us and that kind of stuff. You know, that could be problematic for us. But right now, I mean, you when you look at this thing on an economic basis, there's plenty of room in the stock market and diversification. We haven't even done what's called getting into rotation of stocks, and where you rotate from one type of stock, durables, appliances, and things like that. And then the retail sales numbers from last Monday were just off the charts. 9.7 trillion, and that was a billion. That was compared to the estimate that was going to be 7.7. I mean, that's off the charts.
Well, I'm just trying to think that there's got to be some kind of other motive than they just hate Trump, or he's a Republican and we're Democrats. There's got to be something, I mean, in my mind.
His theory, I don't have a jack I can use right now. His things that he is doing are working, and they're basically against what, they're basically contrary to what the Democrats are saying. And so it's saying that the philosophy of supply side is working.
Right, right, right. So anyway, look, I'm going to digest this report when it comes out on Monday. I'm going to read it about two or three times. I'm sure going to have some pretty good ideas.
There you go. Get a beer and read it.
Yeah, see you, buddy. Hey, have a good weekend. Take
you
care.
You too, my friend.
You too.
You too. Okay, 272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, so we did the setup with Nunes, and notice that when Schiff did that, he did it in a secured setting. He told them about it. They were not allowed to say anything about it. Nunes was sitting there when he said that, but he wasn't able to say anything. Now let's listen to Nunes talk about actually what happened here.
Strong words. Joining me now, Devin Nunes, ranking member of the House Intel Committee. You've been accused of a lot of things lately, Representative Nunes. These phone calls, trips to Vienna that you say that you can substantiate that you were not there, correct? So what's your reaction? What's your response to Chris Matthews and what he said about you?
Well, I'm a little disappointed because just a few months ago, I saw Chris Matthews in the Longworth building. It was late at night. I think he was there for some type of meeting or reception, and he couldn't get out. He was locked out. And so I actually helped him, walked him out, got him to the door. So I'm a little disappointed that he thinks so lowly of me. But look, for 3 years, we've been slowly unraveling what the Democrats and the left and most of the people in the media. They started with the Russia hoax. Now they moved to the Ukraine hoax / impeachment hoax. And we've been very effective at outing them on things like they're the ones that paid for the dossier that ended up in the hands of the FBI. We'll find more about that next week when the Horowitz report comes out.
Let's go to phones. Let's go to Robert. Robert, welcome aboard the Damar Show.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Robert, how have you been?
I've been just fine. How you guys been?
Doing outstanding.
All right, I want to get in for the Sweet Creek, then I give my comment.
You got to give me a month and day of birth.
9/29.
You got it. Does that now make it this? Okay.
Yes. Hey, the way to calm everybody feels down about Donald Trump, he's doing nothing wrong. He's just not doing it in the old conventional way that presidents have done things in the past. He's a new man. He's out there to let us know that we're not going to let our enemies fool us that they're our friends. We're not going to let our friends fool us that they're not our enemies. And we're not going to let everybody piggyback off the United States anymore.
I like that.
That's exactly what he's telling the world. United States first, everybody else second. Get in line and follow him. That's all I got for today.
You have a wonderful day.
All right, guys.
Well, let's do this. Let me go to a break. We're going to come back. We're going to do the drawing. Be back right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've got a storm system that will slide southeastward across the state today and tonight, so showers become likely, especially later on this afternoon and this evening. A couple of the showers lingering perhaps in the overnight hours tonight. High temperature today, about 63. Not as cool tonight, low 51. Tomorrow is a cloudy day, but I think it's a dry day. High around 61. Some spotty showers and some light rain perhaps on Sunday. Sunday's high in the low 60s. Will be warmer on Monday, low 70s. Good chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm Monday night and Tuesday before it turns sharply colder again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's continue on with Nunez here. He's going to be talking about Rudy making telephone calls and calls to members. Listen in.
I just want to stick with this issue right now with regard to these phone calls, because I remember back after 9/11, the collection of metadata was a very volatile subject. And in fact, Adam Schiff was among those who was very disturbed that terrorists who may have conversations that come into this country that overlap with those calls of American citizens and that those numbers would be picked up was a huge breach of privacy. So now I'm wondering how, if that's true, if those privacy concerns are so prevalent between terrorists and potentially between some American citizens, why did he think that it was okay in this regard to dig into your phone calls and Rudy Giuliani's phone calls and American citizen Lev Parnas's phone calls?
Well, it's a very good question, and we've worked hard to try to protect people's civil liberties. And at one time, the Democrats actually mostly opposed these, along with libertarians in the Republican Party. They opposed these programs.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the fact that he would actually get these phone calls, and then, you know, look, I don't know how he even has my number. And look, we also have to remember, we don't even know most of these numbers, because what he's ascribing these numbers to are not the case. So I still have to even go back through my phone records to see if he's even telling the truth. But the fact of the matter is this: Rudy Giuliani knows a lot of members of Congress. And I can guarantee you there are many members of Congress, like myself, that spoke to Rudy Giuliani more than just a few times. Okay? So, because he's friends with him.
Okay, so he's kind of laying out that predicate. One thing that, I don't know what it is about Fox, but they just interrupt all the time. Let's do the drawing.
All right, let's do this thing. Donkey Lori.
Donkey Lori.
Yeah.
Man, there's a random number generator. Donkey Lori, you need to call me at 272-9228 so I can hook you up for your gift basket to Sweet Creek Farm Market. 272-9228. Okay, let's go back to Nunez. And he's asked, what do you think about what they may find out from all these records here?
What did you discuss with Lev Parnas?
I don't even know, because I've never met Parnas, and like, I filed in federal court. And so, you know, it's a great question because many people want to know, including myself. So, you know,
had any phone conversation with him?
We have not been able to confirm that yet.
You don't think he would remember if you had a conversation?
You have to remember we are the House Intelligence Committee Oversight Committee, okay? So we get calls from people every day.
Okay.
All walks of life. I get them from all over the world, allies and people that aren't our allies. In this case, I just don't know.
Now, were these
I have
calls
to get my
from
phone records.
Cell phones or from your office phone?
Well, we don't even know that. We don't even know that.
So you didn't have an opportunity to look at the phone numbers that are on there at all?
We're sitting with thousands of pages of metadata, okay, of numbers. So somehow they went through there and found my cell number a few times. And what's even worse is that they used that, they selectively used my numbers in order to build on their conspiracy theory that somehow myself and my two staffers, former staffer, one current staffer, okay, that they don't like because we embarrass them with the Russia hoax. I mean, that's what this is all about. It's about retribution, okay, for what we've done to them the last 3 years because they don't like that we outed them with their Russia hoax and now their Ukraine hoax. That's what this is about. So we can't trust. I'm not going to trust anything that Adam Schiff has to say till we actually go through thousands of pages of metadata.
Okay, so how did Schiff go through thousands of pages? How did he do that? When did he get the document? Did he give the document to somebody else, such as, I dare say, NSA?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody in the intelligence community doing him a little bit of a favor, misuse of government power. Now Nunes is going to be talking about the possible legal actions, and he just doesn't trust Schiff. I can't imagine that.
Interesting story that came out tonight from the Wall Street Journal, because one of the big headlines was that there was a phone call to the OMB, Rudy Giuliani, to OMB office, the Office of Management and Budget, which obviously is very relevant here because that would be the office that could have perhaps been involved in the withholding of aid. So that got a lot of attention. But tonight, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that it is actually not possible to identify whether or not that call went to OMB because it was like a grouped call number that could have gone to a number of places in the White House. What do you say to that?
Well, that's really my point, is you can't trust anything this guy says. The reason he used my numbers and my staff's numbers is to say that we had something to do with Yovanovitch being fired. Look, no offense, but I didn't even know who the hell Yovanovitch was until the last couple months.
Now I hear, so I hear what you're saying. Are you going to? I know that you're
conspiracy.
Pressing charges against CNN. Would you say that Adam Schiff, as Senator Rand Paul said, is guilty or perhaps should be considered for abuse of power in this case for doing this?
Very good question. So, first of all, as it relates to CNN, Vienna, I wasn't in Vienna. I was in Benghazi.
Yeah.
Okay, and I was in Malta picking up the remains of a World War II troop and having a ceremony so that he could get back to his family and be buried here in the United States. Yeah. That's how sick these people are. So we're going to look at all legal options over the next coming weeks and months because clearly my civil rights, civil liberties were violated. Clearly John Solomon's were, a reporter. And another good point, Martha, I bet there's a lot of reporters at Fox that Rudy Giuliani spoke to that Adam Schiff, at any given time, he could release that at an opportune time if somebody writes a story that somebody at Fox or any other network comes out with, because he's sitting on all those numbers.
Uh-huh. Okay, so Laura Ingraham had a former CIA analyst on, and she's going to come up with some information here on Schiff getting the phone records. Listen in.
Now, since the release of the House Intel Committee's impeachment report, we've learned that Chairman Adam Schiff used his position to dig up and publicize dirt on political rivals and journalists. The Wall Street Journal editorial board noting, this is unprecedented and looks like an abuse of government surveillance authority for partisan gain. Joining me now is Fred Flights, former CIA analyst and former deputy assistant to President Trump. Fred, have you ever seen anything like this before?
Well, Laura, I got bad news for you. I understand Adam Schiff knows all about your late night crank calls to Sean Hannity.
Oh, okay.
And you know, I'm really not joking too much about this because we know how controversial these phone records are, how much trouble NSA got in for using them. There's real restrictions on them. And Adam Schiff used them to get information on Devin Nunes and to smear him, to get information on Giuliani, the president's attorney, which raises attorney-client privilege issues, and to get information on John Solomon, a journalist that Democrats hate. And there actually is information. They have data on Hannity, and they could have information on you.
Let me tell you what, this is not going away. This is way too juicy here. Well, we got the winner of the Sweet Quake Farm Market Gift Basket, Donkey Lori. Donkey Lori, welcome aboard.
I am literally sitting here with tears because I'm like the person that never wins anything, you know, and it's just like, it's just very, very cool.
Well, congratulations, my dear. Now, let me tell you, Joey, we have our information?
We do. I'm about to text you.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to send Reed and Karen, his wife, hopefully you met Karen, I'm going to send them your information. Then you go down there, and they will get you fixed up.
I am so grateful.
All I ask, Lori, is for you to call back into the show and tell us what you got and tell us how it was.
I will definitely do that, and I'll not only tell you what I got with the $60, but I'll tell you about the other $60 that I'll spend just to bless some folks with how good that stuff, their food and everything is. And yes, and I thank you. And I did let him know I'm a Dan Morris listener and that I love your show. And thank y'all so much. Y'all really meant my
Lori, thank you very much. Congratulations, my dear, and thank you for calling in today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Another happy Dan Morris Show listener. Let's go to JD. JD, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, good afternoon, Dan, Joey. How are y'all?
Good.
Hey, you know, it seems to me with this whole shiftiness that they have opened a Pandora's box. It's one of those things that it's all for one, one for all. And once you've crossed that line, you've made it fair game for everybody. So I'm wondering how long it's going to be before they start really digging down into Schiff and finding exactly how many lies he's told and how far they reach.
Well, I tell you what, this phone stuff is the start of getting into this. There's the hatred of Adam Schiff and the way he's acted, the way he's treated other people, what he's done, the way he's lied. I'm telling you, the long knives are out, and Adam really screwed up with this one.
Well, and to piggyback on a caller you had earlier, you know, that was speaking highly of Trump and what he's doing and putting America first, I got into an argument on Facebook, somebody saying, you know, Trump's throwing America under the bus, blah, 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 blah. And I asked him, I said, well, what has he done that made you hate him? Well, he did this. I said, okay, so what you're telling me is you're mad at him because he threw America under the bus, but how he did it is by putting America first. Sounds to me like y'all just want to be mad at the man.
Yeah, there you go. That's exactly right. Yeah, it's what? You know, it's like I always say in the show, it's what has Donald Trump done wrong today? That it's all these little micro stuff that they just don't like. Because it's not what they would do, or it's not what they've done, or he's undoing something they did. And they just don't like the guy.
Well, my favorite meme of the day so far is one that I run across earlier. It had a picture of Adam Schiff that said, oh, you don't know what Donald Trump has done wrong? Did you not see what I made up yesterday? So, I mean, and as funny as it is, it's the scary part is it's the truth. Just constantly making stuff up just to keep pursuing this man. But, well, I'm going to let you guys run. I hope you all have a wonderful afternoon, and I enjoy the show as always, you guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, JD.
Take care, JD. Let's see here. We've got this former CIA analyst. You heard him talk about the phone records. Now he's going to get into the NSA involved and no subpoena. I thought there was a subpoena.
My sources told me that what Schiff did and his committee is they went to, I think it was one of the cell phone companies.
AT&T.
Yes, AT&T. They had some numbers.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know whose numbers they were, but they asked them, you know, tell us what the you know, these numbers have been engaged in and what, you know, what calls these numbers have been making and placing. That's how they found the information. They took that information. That went to the NSA. The NSA, a.k.a. Deep State, then gave them the information that it was Rudy and others. Does that sound plausible? These are from extremely, extremely reliable sources.
My understanding is Schiff did know who the numbers were of that he sent to AT&T. What I want to know is why did AT&T comply with this request?
They're not under an obligation, subpoena.
When the NSA asks, AT&T always says no. Why? Because a powerful Democratic congressman asked for this information. AT&T has a lot to answer for here.
So AT&T answered Schiff's call for information.
In addition, AT&T certainly knew one of those numbers was Nunes's phone and knew they were providing this information to Congress. Frankly, they should have went to the Justice Department or the FBI or a court before they provided that information.
It should have gone to the FBI. It should have gone to the court before they provided that information. No subpoena. And Laura is saying that NSA was what did the scan of all this, which makes sense. If you have 1,000 pages and you have nothing but numbers, they can just run that and come up with what all those numbers mean. And they can do caller ID on it through their super-duper computer system
that
we
heard
so much about.
Scratching the surface. I mean, the NSA can essentially search your data through several quadrants of information, so to speak.
It's they probably can find the call on the system somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's stay with the CIA analyst and Laura on ATT and the abuse of power by Schiff.
NSA, again, always goes, it goes back to the deep. I don't like this surveillance. They used to not like this surveillance.
I know, but the information came from AT&T. AT&T was involved in this. They knew they were providing information on a member of Congress. This really should be investigated.
This is important. By the way, speaking of the OMB, the Wall Street Journal is reporting late tonight that the freakout about Rudy talking to an OMB number might actually be wrong. That number, along with other references in the report to a number associated with the Office of Management and Budget, all correspond to a placeholder number that shows up when officials in several White House departments make calls, according to people familiar with the matter. Fred, if Schiff got that wrong, has it possibly got other numbers wrong as well?
I think he did, but the whole idea that he is looking into who the president's attorney was speaking to raises huge issues on attorney-client privilege. I mean, what was the right that Schiff had to do this? Because in a criminal proceeding, an attorney would have to have special permission from a court that. And it looks like Schiff thinks he operates under other rules.
So
the privacy rights don't apply to him.
When they say that Trump acts like a king, like he's accountable to no one, like many of the things they charge him of, they are guilty of themselves. The finger's always pointed back at you.
This is abuse of authority. It's abuse of office.
Abuse of power. That's what they accuse Trump
of. And they think the rules don't apply to them.
Let me tell you, this Schiff thing is big. Swalwell's got some answers for it. Let me go to...
Do it to me, Dad.
Oh, come on. This is it's like drinking bitter tea right before you go home.
You should be happy I'm a peaceful person.
Well, I don't know. You shot me a second. We'll be back with Swalwell commenting on all this, the little squirmy guy. Be back right after this.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Do 272-9228, that's where we are. Final segment of the Dan Moore Show on a Friday TGIF edition. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Tom. Tom, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, how you doing today?
I am doing so well. Can you understand it?
Rainy afternoon. I am, too. Hey, I got to ask you a question. We see what all's going on up there in Washington with abuse of power and telling lies and stuff. Why don't somebody stand up and stop it? I mean, you know, just let it keep going on and on and on, and nobody's trying to correct them. Everybody's saying, well, he's doing this wrong and that wrong. But the Republicans, they don't stand up and act like, you know, they see something going wrong, but they don't even try to straighten it out or do anything to stop it at all.
Boy, we've had this conversation so many times. There's nothing, when you're talking about activities that they feel that are not fair, what they're doing is they're operating under the rules of the House, and the Democrats set the rules. And actually, they're using rules that were set by Republicans 2 years ago, but they're just extending the rules. They're overdoing the rules. So there are things that are being done wrong, but it doesn't mean they're being done illegally.
Okay. All right, you know, I'm like probably 90% of Americans just tired of hearing about the impeachment
deal. I'm with you.
Yep. All right. Great show, Dan. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you. Let's go to Swalwell. Swalwell, your favorite.
No!
Swalwell is going to be talking about the impeachment proceedings. Listen in.
I want to bring in Democratic Congressman California Eric Swalwell now as the impeachment proceedings appear to be on track for Democrats. Sir, thank you for your time. And I want to,
quote
you from, I think it was yesterday. You said, I think it's important that it's digestible for everyday Americans.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Well, we're talking about $391 million in taxpayer dollars the president used to ask a foreign government to cheat an election. But I think we have to really bring it home to, if your local police chief told the mayor, hey, I need more cops on the beat, and the mayor said, well, I will give you the money you need if you investigate my local opponent, people get that, and they get that that's wrong. And so we have to make sure people understand, you know, just what's at stake here, hearts and minds, and just kind of the gut check of right or wrong.
I don't get the entire point. I'm just, you're trying to say that everyday Americans, so to whom are you referring?
Well, what I mean is that people are busy. There's a lot going on in their lives, you know, taking their kids to school, working hard at their jobs. We want them to understand that what the president did, whether it's a local mayor, whether it's a police officer, whether it's something they would do at their own job, misusing their own company's funds, that that's wrong, and people have to be held accountable when they commit wrongdoing like that.
Notice how he did that. He said, I'm asking, withhold the money, mm-hmm. I'm asking you for a favor.
Right.
That's not what happened. That is not what happened.
It's not at all what happened on the call.
This is amazing how he just makes up. Let's continue on with Swalwell, see if I can take some more of it. Do you have the votes? This is how he sidesteps this one.
A few pointed questions then. Do you have the votes to impeach on a single article of impeachment today?
Well, we have the evidence coming next week, and I think that my colleagues are taking this seriously, and if it warrants it, it'll be there.
But that wasn't the question. Do you have the votes today to pass a single article of impeachment?
And we're not voting on it today, Bill. We're receiving the evidence on Monday, and then, you know, ideally a vote on the Judiciary Committee, and then it will go to the full House. But I think we have enough responsible people in the House to hold the president accountable.
Uh-huh. So that answer then is yes, from what I hear from you.
The answer is one day at a time.
Do I hear you correctly?
Yeah, one day at a time.
Well, why are Democrats so hesitant to go there and answer that question directly?
Well, because the president deserves a process that is fair, and the facts are powerful, but the process behind the facts also have to be fair. And if I'm assuming how people will vote on impeachment articles that are not on the floor yet, that's unfair to the president.
Do you think that Swalwell has Donald Trump's best interest at heart?
No.
He would. If he was walking across the street, Eric Swalwell would run over him in a second.
Yes, I think so.
This guy is unbelievable. I don't see how he wakes up in the morning, looks in the mirror, and doesn't cut his own throat.
I hope these two just don't beat each other walking down Fifth Avenue anytime soon.
Yeah, really. Could shoot him.
Terrible.
Now you're charged. Okay, Swalwell asked about Nunes' phone records. Now, listen to his little smart, you know what, answer to this.
Another question here quickly. Why is Adam Schiff putting out the phone numbers of Devin Nunes and others? Why is that happening, making those phone numbers public?
I think a better question is, why was Devin Nunes talking to Rudy Giuliani and Lev Parnas at a time that this smear and clear campaign by the president was taking place to remove the ambassador to Ukraine?
Don't know, but that's an accusation. You're already drawing a conclusion.
It's not an accusation. It's not an accusation. The call records are clear. Ranking Member Nunes was talking to these individuals, and what is really striking is that he used all of his time during the public hearings
to attack Adam Schiff. Yeah. And he went to Verizon to get the call logs, and then he put them out and made them public.
Yeah.
Why
did
you do that?
Let me make one thing clear. No member of Congress, no staff, and no journalist had their call records subpoenaed. It happened that people who did have their call records subpoenaed were talking to Devin Nunes. He should have disclosed that, especially before he went after Chairman Schiff and said that Chairman Schiff was the person who was a fact witness, when all along it looked like Devin Nunes may have been a part of the president's conspiracy.
Well, on the outside, it looks, makes people wonder who's next.
If you don't talk to indicted felons, you don't end up on call records. That's kind of how it works.
What a little smart, you know what, answer that was, Eric. That's incredible.
Great presidential run, Eric. Boy, did a great job.
Didn't he do good? Did he ever break zero?
No. Well, maybe. No.
No, I don't think he did.
I was trying to be charitable, but why?
This guy's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, folks, show's over and the monkey's dead.
Yeah, I guess we're getting ready for Monday, the dropping of the Horwitz report.
We're going to be all over that. I'm expecting that some revelation's going to come out sometimes this weekend, maybe this afternoon.
Probably.
That the Dems are going to throw some other nya-nya on the floor to try to make that the talk shows for Sunday. I will be looking to see how the talk shows will handle this, the preempt for Monday. And are they going to do a preemptive strike, or are they going to set it up and kind of play it straight?
Right.
I don't think they're going to play it straight. But what will be the preemptive strike that they'll throw in there? And who will they be interviewing? Will they be doing the impeachment stuff and not even talking about the IG report? I think that's probably going to be the way it's going to go. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show today.
Guys, be good. Be safe. For God's sake, do not miss Monday's show. And be back Monday at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great. He's next. Adios.